States senators will soon take up a House-passed bill that its sponsor says will clarify descriptions of school and local levies and other property tax issues before voters. But opponents say it will make it harder for those money questions to pass. Republican Representative Derek Marin says the bill fixes antiquated ballot language about millage to express how much a levy would bring in and would cost homeowners.
If you provide clarity and are honest with people, they're more likely to vote yes. And I actually think this will make it easier for a lot of township levies, county levies that are very low dollar amounts to pass.
But Democratic Representative Jessica Miranda says it's opposed by school, township, and library groups because it's full of unintended consequences.
To include this measure actually makes it more confusing, contradictory, and difficult, and presents an unnecessary burden on school boards.
Five Republicans joined all Democrats in opposing the bill, which passed 54-39. Earlier this year, Governor Mike DeWine vetoed similar language that was in the state budget, but he says he hasn't looked at this bill. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.